Channel Radio in association with Biz Radio. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Suckin.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. I've got my homeopathy under my tongue, so excuse me if I lisp.
You've got a homo what under your tongue?
Homeopathy under my tongue. Right. My remedies. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. She did it again, didn't she?
Did it again. Straight away. That was
straight
quick.
Straight off the hour.
Just in case I lisp.
Be impressed by that, Paul.
Just in case I lisp.
All I said was hello.
I'm just telling you in case I lisp, because they're under the tongue.
Lisp. Yeah. What is it then? Come on.
Homeopathy. This is for the lungs.
I can't believe you just fell for that.
Yeah, this is for the lungs. I've also got a thyroid one as well, Joe Dodds. Yeah.
I've had a request for a shout-out from the lovely Kim Stevens of Caring Kent. And she says, I'd love a shout-out on the Business Bunker Show, please. If you love helping others, ever thought about becoming a carer? If you said yes, then you could be the one we're looking for. Call today on 01233, that's Ashford, 01233 619 530. We look forward to hearing from you. So if you'd like to talk to Kim about a potential career in caring, give her a call, Ashford, 01233 619 530. You've just sent me a text. Why have you just sent me a text?
Have I?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Isn't that on CR Presenters? Isn't that a WhatsApp?
Oh, it's a WhatsApp.
Yeah, keep up, Paul Andrews. You know, so many things. Yeah. As Joe Dodd said, you know, there's lots of different channels and ways you can send to people.
I thought it was going to be a message to read out about another ailment.
yeah.
But he's got a list of ailments too at his age, of course.
Are you feeling woozy? Yeah. FSB Insurance Services say, we'd love a Business Bunker shout-out, please, Paul and Jules. And that's FSB Insurance Services. If you're an FSB member, we're FSB's own insurance service, and we are ready to help you with your business today. If you'd like to talk to them, you can call them on 020-388-37976. That's 020-388-37976, FSB Insurance Services.
I just had a reminder to give Serenity Becker a little shout-out. She is on the Twitter at Serenity Becker. She's obviously on the old Instagram as well. She's a beauty salon owner, and she's based in Whitstable, Faversham, lovely beauty salons. She removed my new husband's warts. He had warts all over his knees.
His warts. Oh, his warts.
Yeah.
To where that was going. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Where were they?
On his knee. But while he was having his supposedly ganglion removed, which wasn't a ganglion, it was something ghastly. And, you know, because he's a big paddleboarder and windsurfer since he's been working from home. Instead of commuting or going to Africa, he paddleboards or he windsurfs. No,
paddleboard's very, very cool at the moment.
Oh, it drives me nuts. It's just everybody is in a dry robe where I live. Like, everyone is in a dry robe. It's just mad. It's gone bonkers. Yeah.
Paul, is this reflective of every show now? Just to be fair. Okay. Yeah. All right.
It's a shame it's radio because you can't see Paul's face every time she talks about something medical.
Anyway, it is to give her a shout out. So she is, as I said, Whitstable Faversham. You can find her at serenityhealthandbeauty.co.uk. She does skin tags, she does warts. Of course, she does all the beauty treatments like manicures, pedicures.
Cool. Thank you.
Facial
for that.
Hair removed. Anything else?
Facial hair removed.
I think she did
shaving.
Bill Fox. Bill Fox had a little warty tag, and she removed that for Bill Fox as well.
Right, okay. Anyway.
I'm not sure that was public knowledge. Yeah.
She's got fed up telling us about her medical procedures and decided to pick on the rest of
someone else.
Bill Fox looks lovely now. Yeah.
Later on in the show, we'll be discussing the medical ailments of Jim Smith and Dave Brown and a few others.
In fact, tweet in your medical ailments and you will have an opinion.
We could have a medical show. Saying that. We've had a tweet from DG
Embarrassing Bodies. Oh, Embarrassing Bodies, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've never watched it. Is it good?
I've never watched it, but I can't imagine going on there. I think I wanted to show off your...
Cheryl, please. Cheryl, please. Do not give her material. Please.
I was trying to read out a little tweet from DG East, who are listening in, and they say, please, Jules Serkin, no mention of you, please can we have a shout-out for a supplier of cars and commercial vehicles of all makes by any funding method. So, yes, you can. You can find them at dgeast.co.uk. They're based around the Cranbrook and Tenterton, Kent area, but I'm sure they can get a vehicle to you wherever you are. They have new and used vehicles also supplied to order.
Fantastic. I'd like you all to follow Business Events 1 on the Twitter. That's Best Business Events, because they're listing all the finalists in the Ashford and Maidstone Business Awards for this year. And we're finally back with an awards dinner.
Yes.
Which is taking place on the 8th of December at the Ashford International Hotel. And I'm back in the chair.
I remember the last one. We got very delayed, the last one I went to. I kept nagging you. Do you remember it got really delayed? We were all still eating, weren't we?
Yeah.
It was about 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we got, I don't know, we got quite a rumpus there, didn't we? It was good.
Yeah.
But got very delayed.
Yeah. Oh, blimey. I'm just catching up with the tweets now. I want to talk to Ella and Cheryl, really.
I do.
And I'm just trying to catch up with you and your tweets at the moment.
Well, you can go to a farm shop now that's just reopened. It's in Fotheringlow. I've never heard of that. Have you, Paul Andrews?
No, but it's probably how you pronounced it.
Fotheringlow, is it?
Never heard of it. Fotheringlow.
Isn't it Fotheringlow?
It says Fotheringlow. It might be. It might be.
I'm going to Google it for you.
I can't think it's Fotheringlow. Anyway, he's written Fotheringlow. And he says this new farm shop will reopen. It filled the former EE phone store in the High Street. Joe is busily Googling to see if Fotheringlow. Here it's Little Fotheringlow. So they have spelt it wrong. So it's part of Little Fotheringlow Farm in Dover. That's your neck of the woods, isn't it, Dover?
No, I'm Hythe, but it's a bit
it's
closer
quite
than here. Yeah.
It's on the A20 between Dover and Folkestone, where the old Channel Tunnel site was. Mm.
And I do love a farm shop, as you know, Paul Andrews. So it closed several weeks ago for refurbishments, but from tomorrow they have fruit and vegetables, and a new bakery will follow. The owner is Howard Richardson. His family has owned the farm for 35 years. It gives staff time to learn the ropes on the fruit and veg stand first, he said. And we decided to close it for a spell to take a break and make a few changes because we want it to work for the town. I do think farm shops are having a renaissance at the moment.
Absolutely.
It says Google even that they had a place in Ashford. So is it still in there on that little thing?
No.
I've said? No.
No, that's
doing
it.
Like away from the farm bit.
Yeah, no, it is in Ashford.
Mm. Is it in Ashford as well?
They have a farm shop in Ashford.
Yeah,
what called? It hasn't really got a name, has it?
Fotheringlow's. It's called Fotheringlow's, and it's
Little Fotheringlow.
The one in Ashford is called Fotheringlow's. It's a farm shop. They sell vegetables there, and it's
on the unit opposite Ashford's former M&S.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what the shop used to be. It used to be a mobile phone shop, I think.
Well, that's what he said. EE, yeah. But he's saying it's a. Joe's just trying to get us off the track.
No, I'm trying to.
It says very clearly Dover here.
No,
I'm not lying. It's what it says.
No,
Dover.
But the shop is in Ashford.
All right. Well, it's a farm shop in Ashford Town Centre, which closed for renovation.
Yeah, this is all about the Ashford one. Yeah. Okay. It happens to be connected to the
Dover
one.
It's part of Little... I could rewrite this press release. especially not calling it Fotheringlow, which...
Or you could just read what it said.
Well, I have. It's Fotheringlow. It says very plainly Fotheringlow.
Yeah, but it's Fotheringlow Farm...
It's Fotheringlow, not Fotheringlow.
Yeah, so they own it, but the shop in Ashford is reopening.
Yes, but apparently their father owns it. It's Fotheringlow.
Let me clear this up. The farm, whatever it's called, is in Dover, and the shop is in Ashford.
Yes.
Oh, so they've got...
that's it.
They don't have a farm shop in Dover, then?
Oh, God.
No, they have a farm.
Just
they
Ashford.
Do.
They have
they
a
do.
Farm.
But Ashford is their outer-lying one. But they
so they do have two
one.
Farm shops?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Let's go to the mall.
I've had a tweet from the gorgeous, lovely, brilliant, gorgeous, lovely Amanda Flanders.
Are you in trouble, Paul?
She's listening in.
And she says, I'm listening. And she's put a gif there that doesn't look very hopeful for me later.
He's trembling now.
Yeah. Is that your two dates next Friday, Paul?
Yeah. It's one of those you wait till you get home.
I don't think Amanda's at all worried about him sitting next to me at a dinner. Because I have a new husband, you see.
anyway, enough of all that nonsense. I want to talk to these two young ladies.
Thank you.
Cheryl
I'll take that. I'm done. Drop the mic.
It's a pleasure to welcome back onto the Business Bunker Show. After quite some time, I think, it's quite a while since you've both on before, Cheryl Causbrook and Ella Brocklebank. Ladies, welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for joining us. And what I want to talk to you about is the fantastic work you do behind the scenes and, well, out front as well, with Donations with a Difference. Yeah. Why don't you tell us all a little bit about Donations with a Difference, DWADS?
Thank you, Paul, and thank you for having us back. I think it was last time we were actually virtual, weren't we? And we had to meet online. Yeah, so I won't mention the C word as that get Jules started again, won't it?
So, no, don't.
No, thank you for having us back.
Although I do notice they haven't touched the Jammy Dodgers and the party rings. I think it's not their style, Paul Andrews.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. Yeah, they're not five.
I had noticed. Yeah.
I mean, they don't appeal, do they? Really?
The last time we were here,
oh no, they appeal.
Scones with jam and cream.
And I missed that. I wasn't in then, and I was most upset.
Mm. Anyway, yes.
Funny enough, we've gone off track again. How that happened?
Who knows? Yeah.
No, thank you for having us back, Paul. It's lovely to be here to be able to tell everyone a little bit more about our charity, Donations with a Difference. Cheryl and I are both trustees of the charity. We have been for a number of years now, and we're completely voluntary, aren't we? We're seven. Trustees who all give their time to make the charity what it is. We rely solely on the generosity of others, businesses, people's individual donations, and obviously, as much as I don't want to mention it, but with the COVID pandemic, it's been incredibly hard. We haven't been able to raise anything really, because we raise our money through golf days and our charity ball, which we'll come on to. So it's just really important to us to reach out, as we've been discussing with Joe earlier, about those relationships. And we're so lucky, aren't we, Cheryl, to have so many amazing contacts and connections throughout the construction industry who really do support us time and time again and allow us to raise money. And we're now just so happy to be back, able to have live events and to raise money. We're still buzzing, aren't we, really?
Yeah. We
from the expo.
The Kent Construction Expo was back in October, which is the first big event back in the room. Mm. There was 450 people there for dinner in the evening.
Right.
And during the course of the day, we are the Kent and Victor Chambers Charity of the Year,
right,
which
okay.
we are absolutely delighted about. Mm. And during the course of the day, we managed to raise £7,000and 17 pence.
So don't forget the 17
pence. My feet felt every single penny of that, mind you, during the course of the day, because we were both there at breakfast interviewing Guy Holloway, and then we was on our stands during the day raising money, selling raffle tickets. And then the evening for the dinner, we had heads and tails, selling more raffle tickets, and the Chamber allowed us to sell at the tables. And we raised over £7,000.
Well, for that, fantastic, and what a brilliant result. I was just wondering how you managed to get the money out. You know, what did you do? Did you just
you really tell me no, really,
give me money, otherwise I'm gonna tell
you. Will find out next Friday.
Yeah. I think you'll find the later on in the evening it got, the more we managed to extract from people.
And that was without even having Jules there.
I was going to say, they walked up and I said, if you want Jules to broadcast your medical history, you need to give us money, otherwise. Yeah.
We've done a number of things over the years, though, to raise the money. So last year we only managed to raise, I think, about £1,200, and that was during the expo last year, which we did online.
Mm.
But the year previous, which is the last time we came in here, it was about 2 or 3 weeks before the ball then.
Mm.
And at the ball, we raised £12,500. Mm. We've
yes.
never done a ball before.
We pulled it together in about 5 weeks, didn't we?
5 or 6 weeks.
Wow.
So is that money for ticket money for the ball itself?
It's for the auction, and it's people sponsoring things at the ball as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Should I just tell you a little bit about the charity?
Yeah, go. Yeah, yeah.
So Donations with a Difference is a grant-making trust. Basically, people can apply to us through this website, dwad.org. And generally, the things we get help with is equipment that you can't necessarily get on the NHS.
Right.
It might be children who, or adults, who need a wheelchair, and they're given a wheelchair by the NHS, but it's not actually specific to what their needs are.
Yep.
And children grow, and so they grow out of their wheelchairs. So these are more bespoke things for actual people that have a disability that they're going to have for a number of years. One lady we helped, and she was at the ball, wasn't she, Lynn?
Mm-hmm.
Claire, her mum was Lynn, and she had a wheelchair. She had no legs, she had to have them amputated, but she still was able with her arms to use a manual wheelchair, and she'd got from the NHS, and she'd got a flat that was adapted for her to use, but it had cupboards and she couldn't get up to the cupboards. So her mum had started raising money for her to have a wheelchair that could rise up.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And we, she applied to us for just a little amount of money, didn't she? And we managed to raise enough money for her to give the wheelchair so that she could then raise up to her cupboards. She could then go out in her car. She could go to the shops, because basically she'd been told, until you've got no use of your arms, you can't have an electric wheelchair. So she was in a manual wheelchair. So she came to our ball. They were delighted. Mm. Lots of stories. I mean, we get quite emotional when we talk about these stories.
Yeah, we've helped so many different people, and it really, really does change their lives. It's just, and some of them are actually quite small donations.
So this year, where we haven't raised much money last year, so this year I've done a number of car seats for families. They've come through from NHS, from social care services, as referrals. Can you help somebody with a car seat? So it might be someone who maybe has an autistic child and they can get out of their car seat, so they may be a bit older. So these are car seats where they can't actually physically get out, but I'm going to say they're only a couple of £100, but to some families, that's a hell of a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah, of
so if we can help those families, and then they come back and say things like, I can actually take my child to school now without having to have somebody else.
So it makes a huge difference to lifestyle.
And buggies as well, you know, children as they grow, babies as they grow, and they need bigger buggies for, you know, children with additional needs. Mm. A mum could take all her children to school on the school run without having to leave one behind or somebody else look after the child. And again, that was probably about £300 or £400 for a buggy. But it changed her life. It made her be able to go out with other people as well. Mm. And then we helped the little girls with their little sea scooters, didn't we? Those
ones. What's a sea scooter?
Oh, so it was like a bike, wasn't it? The trike bike that they could go down to the beach in, and it was waterproof, so they could actually go in the sea.
They ride it into the sea.
Wow, that's excellent.
Yeah, just so they can go sort of different, just out and about on different.
Just have a real life,
really. Mm. Yes,
yeah, part actually. Of family life. Be able to do stuff as a family.
All the things we really take for granted.
I used to work with Nicole Dryborough. You remember her, who was a cancer sufferer, for years, and she was in a wheelchair. And you know, black cab drivers in London used to literally drive past her and her mum because they didn't want to take her in the car. Maybe it took too long. I don't know why. And then also living in Whitstable, just access to the little shops and things was unbelievably difficult. Mm. And curbs. Let's not talk about curbs. Mm. So a decent wheelchair
would make a huge difference. I mean, we've done quite a number of electric wheelchairs, which gives the people independence because they can go out on their own. We did one for a little boy, Curly. Mm. I can't talk about Curly because I get too emotional.
Shall I take over here? Curtis is an absolutely incredible child. He wasn't expected to live past one. I believe he's now 10, which is amazing. And he's got the most incredible family. And they were actually on DIY SOS. They had their house completely adapted because they've taken on four adopted children, three of which are with disabilities.
Wow.
And Curtis is an incredible young man, and we were able to, through a golf day actually, provide the money to provide a motorised chair, and he absolutely loves it, and we know he loves it. He you know, he's very difficult for Curtis to communicate, but the way they knew he loved it was that when they took him out of it, he had a tantrum, so they knew he, and it just gave him the freedom. He could control it with his head.
With his head, he could control where he was moving. Yeah. They set out a track and he could decide which way he wanted to go, whether he wanted, and he could go out in the garden with it, and they've got like a sensory garden for him as well. So he's non-communicative, but they could see by just his smile and how much it meant to them.
And of course, that would have almost stopped the tantrums that he was having, because the frustration of just not being able to do anything.
Took him out of the
Exactly. He was living and doing something brilliant.
Can I ask how people sort of find out about you and know about the opportunity? Because my best friend's eldest is very disabled, and I know she's really struggled in terms of having to fight for everything because it's not handed to you on a plate and they don't tell
just
you things.
Just apply through our website.
So, but how would people...
www.dwad.org.
But I mean, as in, if they don't know you, to answer your question, Joe, again,
it is very much we're just trying to spread the word. So that's why we're always saying, Paul, can we come back on the radio and tell everyone about the charity?
About being the Chambers charity this year, because that'll get
That's huge for us.
In front of people,
Thursday evening last week, I was at Leeds Castle, and it was the Kent Business Dinner business leaders dinner, and so Joe James promoted us there at the dinner that evening, and we are the charity for the year. So the Chamber Awards are on Thursday evening, but that is from Demelza because they were the charity from the previous year, 2019. So we'll continue until they throw us out, to be honest.
Until they've had
but
enough.
But we are purely a Kent-based charity. We can only help people based in Kent, and that's because it's Kent businesses that are helping us.
So you'd think that your Kentish doctors, your GPs, would have the information. I assume that you've contacted them and given them all your details so they can pass it on to patients.
That's something that we've done. We've just done it through word of mouth, really, and it's just been the events that we've done, and then the social services, NHS, the social services, who deal with the children and the adults that have the issues, they know us, and they often put in the grants for us.
Good.
There was a little girl who was non-communicative, and we managed to get her an iPad so she can communicate with her nursery. So she's now in mainstream school, and with the use of the iPad, she can communicate with the teachers as well.
This is one of the things that I love so much about community and small charities and community-based charities. They get right down to the nitty-gritty of what's going on. You know, a lot of I don't want to name names, but many years ago I worked as a management consultant, and I did quite a lot of work with some big corporate charities, and the sheer waste of the money that's donated was unbelievable, or spending it on themselves, and you know, One of the things I love about small volunteer-led charities is they tend to attack things at a level that has the biggest bang for its buck, to use a phrase. Yeah, you know, a thing like an iPad, which costs £400 or £500, yeah, for a family that can't afford it, that's devastating.
It's life-changing.
Yeah, but for £400 or £500, you could change someone's life.
Yes.
And that's what I like so much about a charity like Donations with a Difference, because you are making a massive difference, spending small amounts of money quite often. You know, there's nothing huge. Even electric wheelchairs are, what, a couple of grand? I mean, I don't know how much.
Well, Curly's one was £20,000.
Right, but some of them...
But that did actually raise some money as well. So, yeah,
so that's a Ferrari of wheelchairs. But it's amazing, isn't it? You know, I get frustrated. If anybody wants some, I've got a garage full of commodes. Right.
I don't know if I want to know any more about
But we know why, because the NHS don't take anything back.
None of them have been used. None of them have been used ever, and the NHS keeps sending them to
me. I know a charity who sends
them abroad, send them to Romania.
Yeah, but they should go back to the NHS because the NHS is broken.
I'm trying to remember who that is and tell you later.
Yeah, if you would, because I've got a garage full of this stuff. None of it's been used.
Same with my dad. Same. We had oxygen sent, beds. My mum didn't want any of them in her living room. They dumped them two weeks before Christmas and left them there.
Anyway, so let's get back to Donations with a Difference, because this is really important stuff, and you're making a massive difference to loads and loads of people. But you know, like everything, you need the funds to come in. So you guys have got you're back with a gala dinner,
Kent Construction Charity Ball, next Friday the 26th of November at the Ashford International Hotel. It's almost a replica of 2 years ago, really.
Right.
And so we are so excited. I was actually at the Ashford International last night. I haven't even told you that yet. Their Christmas decorations have gone up, and they're blue.
That's exciting.
They have white sparkly lights and blue decorations.
Have they got that tunnel thing?
Yes.
You're forgiven for being out without me now. Now that you've told me that they're blue. That is very exciting.
Who's the chef there? Because I know the last time I was there, I was chatting with one of the chefs. Do you know who the chef
is? I don't know. Not the top of my head.
I'm sure I'll find out.
We've been working with Lynette. You know Lynette?
Lynette Wood, yeah.
So she's a good friend.
Okay, so let's cut to the chase, because we're kind of running out of time here on the show. Are there tickets still available if people want to come?
There are tickets still available. So you can have a table of 10 for £1,000 or individual seats for £100 each, and we'll put you on a very jolly table.
We will. People are taking sort of either they're bringing their partners or they're not, like Cheryl. So basically you can do what you like. You can make it a business event. You can make it an early Christmas celebration. Just getting out and about for night. I think we haven't been able to do it. As Jill says, she hasn't been out for 2 years.
I can't remember what to do.
If you're a small business, a sole trader, and you want a Christmas party, this will will be your Christmas party.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a business, we've got one business, Eco Electrical Contractors. Mm. They're taking two tables, and this is their Christmas party.
Absolutely.
So, you know, they will have an absolute, well, they have an absolute ball.
They will.
but we have lots of different things. So we've got auction, and we've got a raffle.
We've got some amazing prizes. There's again, generosity of local businesses as well. Yeah,
so we've
amazing.
Got an Insta booth, which is it's the new photo booth. So you can
check you out email. Down with
I
the
know,
kids.
I don't know about this. I really don't know what I'm talking about. Jules was talking about WhatsApp. I know nothing about this. But apparently an Insta booth is you take a photo and then you can just WhatsApp it to yourself or whatever. Anyway, you do what
someone
you do.
Will know how to work someone it on the night. Don't worry. Isn't that the one that you were in once, looking like Frank Sinatra?
Oh, no, that was a...
I thought you were going to burst into song then.
it was a singing booth.
This is just photographs. Yeah. So some of the auction prizes we have, just to whet people's appetite, we've got a four-ball at Chart Hills.
Hang on, what was that?
A four-ball golf at Chart Hills Golf Club.
I wonder what I was about to go, ooh, mate.
She was just about to say, I know someone that removed.
Yeah, that's been donated by the Digital Lookout. We've got a box at Ascot for 30 people donated by Gallagher's. We've got vouchers for Rock Salt, Folkestone.
Yes. So they've got rooms above, I believe.
Yes, it's an overnight stay sort of a luxury experience and wine, etc. So that's a really lovely prize.
And that's been donated by Josh DeHaan,
who runs Rock Salt.
We have an Apple Watch, which is
apparently. I think it's Mark Sargent, isn't it, Roxanne? I think he's left.
Yes,
flounced off.
Still be good. Moving on.
Might be better.
We have an Apple Watch that's been sponsored by Clegg Architects.
Fabulous.
And Jenner's, who Ella works with.
Hope it's grown in Kent, that Apple.
we have Coldplay tickets for Wembley next year.
For the sellout Coldplay.
You've got
tour,
some
so.
Really.
There are
oh, that's just
prizes.
A few
longers.
Our raffle prizes. We've got bottles, we've got champagne. Hampers. Whiskey, bubbles, hampers.
Now, can we win that on the night and just swing it at the table?
I don't know about that.
You can do it like you can bath in it or whatever.
Yeah. You can buy raffle tickets beforehand.
I see.
So
pip them to the post. That's what I say.
Yeah, there's lots of things.
I must tell Serenity Becker about this because we went to an award, I think it was a Women in Business Award thing there, and we had great fun. There's many pictures of us looking all red-eyed and red-cheeked.
Mm. Well, we've got a reception singer. So Donna Jones from the Construction Youth Trust is our singer for the reception. We have disco. We've got fantastic. We've got
you do know that Paul has won jive competitions, don't you?
Oh,
so
wow.
You could get him up doing a jive.
And we will. Don't worry about that.
Do me a favour.
He's won quite a few jive, yeah.
No, I haven't.
I thought only doing that to, like, get your romance going in the early
no,
days.
No.
But without Amanda?
Yeah.
No. Hold on. There's two things going on here. I won the jive competition in 1974.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Wow, I wasn't even
with
born.
With all your kicks and flicks.
Go.
Do you think he's panicking, ladies?
Yeah. And then the other.
And the thing with Amanda was salsa, not jive.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Okay.
I won a fancy
very
dress
good at salsa
dressed
too.
As an OXO cube in 1974.
Did you?
Yeah.
I won Best Mum, Whitstable. Yeah, oh. Super Mum. I got a...
What, in 1974?
No, very recently. I got a Woolworths picnic hamper. Oh. My daughter, Sydney, nominated me.
We have a Fortnum and Mason's hamper, by GSE Group.
I just had the empty basket. I love a Fortnum and Mason's empty basket. But I'd have the contents as well.
We've got some fantastic prizes, and they've all been donated by our construction family.
Fantastic.
Sorry, we
kind of run out of time, so I need to get all this done.
We're talking too much, Paul.
Now we've got on to his salsa.
Which generally, Paul, as you say, every penny we raise goes to do the good work. It's not lost in admin fees or anything like that. It all goes to helping others.
Absolutely. So there are tickets available for the ball.
Yes.
If people want to find out more or to book a ticket or whatever, where do they do that?
You can tweet us or whatever you do. What you do?
You were sounding like you knew what you were talking about earlier. So basically, you can follow us on Twitter, and then there's loads of details on there about the ball. There's a specific email address, or you
Shall
can
I say the email address.
Yes,
it's Bertie. That. Alpha Lima at dwad.org.
She went all thin blue line there.
Yeah.
So it's ball@dwad.org.
Right. So email us there and we can just give you all the details. But yeah, please do come along. And again, you don't actually have to be from the construction industry.
No,
at
not
all.
At all. We'd quite like some diversity, actually. Yeah. Okay. Because it would be nice not to have people from construction. Okay. Like you
so if Paul comes in my purple maxi, there's your diversity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Talking about that, because I mentioned earlier about coming in a dress, Martin Reeves has got on. Did you see this? He said, I've just got back home and tuned into the Business Bunker, albeit a bit late. But when I got home, there was a package on my doorstep. Opened it up, and it was a dress. But it was the wrong name, but addressed to me. Oh. He said, but it doesn't fit me anyway.
You could borrow it, Paul.
We must also add, so if you recall when we were here 2 years ago, we met Paul Manville from Diamond Weddings.
Yeah.
Obviously, they've had the most awful year or so.
Yeah.
And he is again doing our table covers and table centres for us.
Because they make everything she, don't they?
Yes, that's it. So thank you so much to Paul and Polly at Diamond Weddings.
Fantastic, absolutely. Listen... sorry, I'm just trying to catch up with people.
Twitter's gone, mum. Yeah. So we've had DG East. We have. Now Casey K9 has come on. He is a greyhound, and he says, please may I have a shout out for my gorgeous new girlfriend, Darcy, my greyhound. Mm-hmm. One day the humans will allow us to meet. That's also pulling in at Kent Greyhound Rescue.
Tracy Ferguson said, absolutely love what DWOD's charity are doing. Such wonderful, heartwarming stories make a difference to people with different abilities. Feeling quite emotional listening to your passion and how you enhance the lives of the people you support. Mm-hmm. Thank you for all you're doing.
Maybe Tracy and Mike might have a little table with us.
Yeah,
That would be nice.
No, I think hopefully that does come through. We are just generally so passionate about what we do. We feel so honoured to be able to do that and help others.
And you do so many things for them. Now, just for the last minute or so, I just want to cross-examine you about your day jobs.
I don't really have much time for a day job, actually. If I got paid for every hour I didn't work, then I think I'd be really rich.
But both of you ladies are involved in the construction industry in one way or another.
They've got their little hobnail boots on.
And their hard hats and everything. Just give us an overview of where we are with the construction industry. You know, from my background with jobs and things like that, we know how hard it's been for quite a while now to fill jobs, especially in industries like construction. How are you seeing things at the moment? Where are the construction industry standing as we come out of this lockdown and COVID and all the rest of it?
Well, the industry is absolutely buzzing. Mm. It's so busy at the moment. Mm. And to be honest, the pandemic helped the industry.
Yeah.
It's positive image for
people
it.
People staying at home looking at their houses.
No. It's actually people realising that the construction industry is very valuable and that we need to embrace it and encourage our youngsters into construction.
Yeah.
We're firm advocates of women in construction, obviously, but we're talking about anybody going into construction. Mm. And it's not an industry that's frowned upon. You was talking earlier about hospitality and how we've become so reliant on labour that's not here anymore.
Yeah.
And so we need to embrace this with our own labour, our own people that live already in Kent, and getting them to come into construction as well.
Absolutely.
I mean, we regularly go into schools and talk to girls and boys, mainly boys, but and girls as well, about an industry that is, you can start off as a labourer and end up as the managing director. It's about career progression.
There's over 186 different career options in construction, it's buzzing, but it's still really, really tough. We're plagued with materials shortages,
concrete, glass,
delivery drivers to be able to get things to site. So it's really, really hard going out there, and it kind of fuels us more to really now push for getting young people or females,
anybody,
whatever,
actually,
you know, it's
retrain old people, come into construction.
Anyone, I think.
But it's really, really tough out there. And that thing really actually reinforces the generosity then that people still continue to show us as a charity with Donations with a Difference. You know, we couldn't do this ball without our local industry colleagues. So even though times are tough, they're still sort of putting their hands in their pockets and supporting us. So we're just so incredibly grateful.
And Joe spoke about relationship and marketing. You know, our business, we're both do business development and networking. Mm. And if we didn't have those relationships with the people, then we wouldn't be able to do this.
Yeah.
And we're so don't know what the word is. We're just honoured to be in an industry that is so grateful to be continue working.
We're very lucky to do something we love, really. Yeah, that's it. So.
What did Steve Jobs say? Find a job you love and you never work another day in your life.
Exactly. Yeah.
Just be nice to be paid for a couple of things. I think he was, though, wasn't he?
Yeah. It's all right if you're a billionaire, isn't it? Absolutely. And I couldn't agree with you more on all the things you said, both about your fantastic work with the charity and the construction industry in general. You know, we need to encourage more people into trades. We've spent 30 years encouraging people into university, which was great, but now we've got a shortage of tradespeople. And
professional people as well.
You actually panic now, because I've got a great plumber that I've used for years, and now if I ask him, you know, it's months. He's actually booked up till next July now. It's crazy. Mm. Absolutely bonkers.
Yeah. There you are, retrain as a plumber.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's good. Mm. But of course, it's heat pumps now, isn't it? And it's solar. It's not boilers. Well,
we had something at Construction Excellence last week about the heat pumps. There's so all gas boilers aren't allowed to be put in new properties from the end of 2023, but there won't actually be enough heat pumps made by that time.
No, of course.
So there's alternatives.
It's bonkers.
Yeah, follow us on Construction Excellence. You'll be able to see that as well.
No, so that's Construction Excellence.
Constructing Excellence. Yes.
If you want to know about things like heat pumps and gas boilers, you need to follow the heating hub as well.
Yes.
Because one of the things about gas boilers are that they're not installed properly. And there's a lot of things that you can do to save carbon and your gas bill by having your smart controller set up properly. And that's what the heating hub do. So do check that out as well. But for the moment... Cheryl and Ella, thank you so much for telling us about that. Please please email ball
at dwad.org.
dwad.org.
Or follow us on Twitter or find us on LinkedIn. Yeah. Anyway, just to join with us. And if there's any companies thinking about a charity for next year that they'd like to, a local charity where every single penny they raise through any events they hold, then please contact us, because we'd love to be your charity of the year.
Absolutely. So do support them, because what they do is absolutely fantastic. Ladies, thank you so much for
thank you for having us.
We've only got a few minutes left of the show, but thank you for joining us once again.
Thank you.
And we're looking forward to the ball on the 26th of November. Be there. There's loads of raffle prizes you could win. It's, you know, it's going to be the place to be seen, trust me. Right, what I want to do now, uninterrupted
FSB
fat chance is FSB. The FSB news roundup.
The Federation of Small Businesses news roundup, offering advice and guidance for small businesses and the self-employed.
Entries are now open for the Celebrating Small Business Awards 2022. We're celebrating the achievements, successes and resilience of small businesses and the self-employed across the UK, and you're invited. Whether you're shortlisted for one of 12 local awards or make it all the way to the spectacular UK final, it's time to put your business in the spotlight and show us what you're made of. It's free to enter, so what are you waiting for? If you go to www.fsbawards.co.uk, you can find out all about it. I'm going to give you a number of things that are taking place over the next few weeks and months, and at the end of that I'll give you a link where you can find them all and book them, and they're in no particular date order because I couldn't be bothered to put them in date order. So mañana, tomorrow, Wednesday the 17th of November, Navigating Global Trade, How to Unlock Your Business's International Potential, and that's taking place between 4 and 5pm tomorrow, Wednesday the 17th of November. On Monday the 22nd of November, Manufacturing Industrial Businesses, Increase Your Profitability. These are all webinars, by the way, 2pm to 3pm. On Wednesday the 24th of November, Growing Your Business Through Recruitment, 10am to 12pm. And then Thursday the 25th of November, 10am to 11am, Going Green in Your Business. Tuesday the 30th of November, Women Entrepreneurs in Hospitality. That's a webinar taking place between 11am and 12pm. Again, tomorrow, mañana, Wednesday the 17th of November, 10am, you're invited to a new virtual networking group, Let's Talk Technical, focusing on small businesses in engineering, manufacturing and transport sectors. That's tomorrow, the 17th of November at 10am. And then, hold on a second... Navigating Global Trade, Unlocking Your International Potential. That's tomorrow, the 17th of November at 4pm. Thursday, the 18th of November, how using less can save money and the planet. This webinar will help your help business owners change their mindset, reduce consumption and costs, and highlight the positive impacts that small can have on your business and the environment. That's Thursday, the 18th of November at 11 a.m. On Wednesday, the 24th of November, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m, Kent Virtual Networking. Peter Searle is hosting this free event. These Kent events are relaxed networking with like-minded business owners, and everyone is welcome. The speaker at this event is Amy Payne, and she's going to be discussing the things.
She will be amazing. She's brilliant. She's fantastic. She is.
Really, really good.
They're going to be talking about cyber threats, current threats, key points, and all the things we were talking about earlier, and how to protect your business. Amy is the current Protect and Prevent Officer for Kent Police on the Cybercrime Unit, and as Cheryl says, she's brilliant speaker.
And Peter Sells, not bad.
We don't mention Peter. There's Kent Women in Enterprise Virtual Networking on Thursday, the 23rd of November, 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Join us for Women in Enterprise Brunch and have the opportunity to promote your business and link up with fellow entrepreneurs in our interactive and engaging breakout room. The speaker is Lade Turvey, and she'll be talking to us about rebuilding after adversity. So all of those events can be found by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/FSB. There's a complete list of all those events with a booking link for all of them. There's a couple of other things I want to tell you about. There's the Kent Business Summit 2022. The Kent and Medway FSB is delighted to support the Kent Business Summit. This will be held on the 14th of January 2022, bringing together some 300 businesses, key policymakers, and leading academics. This is the fifth annual summit, and it has a clear emphasis on business opportunity and sustainability, with the latest news from key projects alongside keynote speakers. The confirmed speakers include the leaders of Kent County Council, Medway Council, the Bank of England, providing up-to-the-minute overviews of key regional activity and economic insights. And that's a fantastic event. I've been to the previous four, and I'm really looking forward to that one. On the 15th of December, something very special is taking place. The largest small business networking event in the history of small business networking events. If you would like to network with hundreds and hundreds of small businesses from across the UK, why not join the virtual Big Small Business Networking UK on December the 15th? And again, you can find out about it by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/FSB. And that is the uninterrupted FSB news for another week.
And well read, Paul Andrews. Now, thank Paragon you. Drones, did you read them? They've tweeted in, did you?
I didn't read the second
so
one.
So they say below is some excellent advice from the NCSC to keep us digitally safe. The NCSC, as you may or may not know, is the National Cyber Security Centre, and you can follow them at NCSC. And Paragon Drones say, if you've come across an email or website that doesn't look quite right, you can email and you can forward your emails to report@phishing.co.uk, and you can mobile phone forward your text to 7726 for free. I never knew that. I get a lot of those phishing things. I've just spat all over the microphone. Don't know why.
It's like a pterodactyl.
I suddenly feel Austrian for something.
Swishing.
I've got something else under your tongue.
All the nationalities this afternoon.
You will stay in if you are not jabbed.
Swishing.
But thank you, Paragon Drones. You are, as usual, a fund of knowledge.
You don't say phone, though, do you?
Swishing. But no, but it's got a P and an S.
That's because it hasn't got an F in it.
It's got it.
No, it's PH.
I do think Paul's going to need to have a lie down after this afternoon.
But fishing's got an F in it as well as a PH, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's why she's doing it like that.
Anyway, my mouth is dry as a bone now, I tell you.
Paul's like, moving on.
Time left, Paul. How much longer have we got?
Are you bored already?
No, I don't think we've got enough. Can you not have another hour?
Thankfully.
We haven't got much longer left, thankfully.
Yeah, because I've got to take my NDT in a minute for my thyroid, Joe, so, you know, I have to go off air. A leading holiday park operator with sites across the country is on the verge of being sold to US investors in a deal worth close to $1 billion. The US real estate investment Trust, Sun Communities, is understood to be in the closing stages of clinching a deal to buy Park Holidays in order to capitalise on the boom in staycations brought about by the pandemic. Oh, what deep joy. So I can think of nothing better than having another staycation. Park Holidays, which is based in East Sussex, operates sites in Whitstable, Laysdown, Birchington, New Romney and Dymchurch as part of more than 40 nationwide. Of course, it's not a staycation, though, is it, if you go
camping? Do you know
camping?
That was bought 4 years ago for $352 million, yeah. And now it's $900 million.
Wow. Yeah. It's well, camping is the new everything.
Why does it annoy
it?
You?
Because a staycation is not when you go to Blackpool. It's a staycation is when you stay in your home and go out for the day.
Yeah, but you could camp really close. We went to Ripple twice last year.
That's still not a staycation. Yeah, a staycation is when you're in your home.
Half an hour from home. We weren't very far away.
I'd have to come and measure with my click wheel.
You know why she gets upset, don't you? Well, because she lives in Whitstable, yeah? And everybody comes to Whitstable for a staycation.
Bugger off.
When they arrive, she stands at the entrance to Whitstable going, it's not a staycation, you know, because you don't live here.
Exactly.
And the camper van. You know, and they pull up in front of our house and they sit with their engine running and then they don't think that they're in a residential area, and we've got a lovely view, and they just come and
who knew we could find more topics for going.
Just coming back to the Park Home sale,
and then they toss out their washing up liquid
Coming back to the Park Home sale
and tea bags,
which you're absolutely right, it's been sold for £900 million. Wow. A £600 million uplift. I happen to know Alfie Best, and Alfie owns a similar park thing called Wild Green Parks, which is the second biggest park home operator in Europe. He's based in Kent, and his business has just been valued at £1 billion as well. Mm. And he's now Alfie was a traveller gypsy, and he's now the world's richest gypsy, apparently.
Wow. Yeah.
There'll be a programme on the telly about him soon.
Yeah.
Well, somebody's
in a great big dress.
Somebody's just made a film about his life, actually. Oh. Really interesting, really lovely guy. I met him a couple of years ago at the 7X Business Awards.
Camper vans are rocketing, aren't they?
Yeah.
Camper vans and all that.
Well, they're rocking, yeah, you know what it is.
I mean, we've got a camper van. I don't park outside people's houses or anybody's house. I would go to a campsite. I don't wild camp either. That's bad.
I go to a field.
No, wild camping's bad. In Scotland, they were torching the wild campers because they defecate and things. They poo, you know, in lovely.
I know what defecate means. I know that uneducated.
I'm thinking in case we have younger listeners.
And luckily, being on the radio, nobody saw her
doing the actions.
Graphic actions to describe defecation.
Defecation.
Enough. I need to read this email, and we've got 2 minutes of the show left.
Do it in a pleasant manner, Paul.
Yeah, I'm delighted to confirm that we have our first up-and-coming charity celebrity football match being held at Maidstone United's Gallagher Stadium on Friday the 17th of December. Well-known personalities will be taking part to show their support for the Street Soccer Foundation. Those flexing their skills will include TV personalities Callum Best, son of football legend George, and Joe Seeley, whose dad Les played in goal for Man United. Other celebrities on the pitch will be former X Factor winners James Arthur, ex-Towie stars James Argent and Dan Osborne, Love Island stars Luke Trotman and
we
Joe
know none
Cornish,
of these.
As well as former professional footballer Jamie O'Hara, EastEnders star Matt Lapinskas, who portrayed Anthony Moon, and Aaron Sibwell, who played the role of Stephen Beale, will also be flaunting their football skills alongside a host of other names yet to be announced. This will be a Christmas-themed, community-focused, family fun evening for all to enjoy. So please do come along and bring your family and friends, as well as work colleagues. We'll have a few celebrity singers with us on the night, and we're looking to provide a fun Christmas sing-along. If you want to find out more, there's a raffle and a silent auction and all kind of other things going on. If you want to find out more, eventbrite.co.uk/Street Soccer Foundation celebrity charity football match. That's eventbrite.co.uk/Street Soccer Foundation celebrity charity football match.
says that.
And Cheryl and Ella, you have an admirer, Charlie Grimo Gillen.
Ah, he says, we love Charlie.
Well done, ladies.
And we did pay her to tweet that.
Yeah, an admirer. She's one of their mates that they go out and get drunk with.
She's bona fide. She's Red Key Concepts on Twitter.
She's a great supporter.
She's a director of a construction business. Yeah. Fantastic support.
I won't say her other tweet 19 hours ago.
It's too rude.
Can only imagine.
Right. Have you got one more thing you can do?
Well, it was not too long ago we were foretold of a reality on the horizon, Paul Andrews. It's where robots and humans would work harmoniously together to improve services. And, I was talking like Casey Canine. That's what he calls them, humans.
All right.
In his tweet just earlier.
Right.
Keep up. Inside one of Amazon's biggest, newest warehouses, that future already appears to be here. Inside Amazon's huge new Dartford warehouse, the sprawling £205 million complex has a footprint of approximately 547,000 square feet, roughly the size of 6.5 football pitches, and is based on the decommissioned site of the former Littlebrook power station next to the Dartford Crossing. It officially opened in late August and has already helped prepare and ship millions of items to homes across the UK and Europe. Actually, I've just had a conversation in our house where I have banned all people in my house from buying anything from Amazon, because you can get it in usually in your high street or your shop or your local.
It's so easy to go boom,
and we all got into that habit, but we're banning it in our household now.
Heathen.
Yeah, no, I would rather go to my local shops.
I have to buy Ella toilet rolls on Amazon for when I visit.
Can we not go there?
I do buy bamboo, but that's not on Amazon.
She forgets she's ordered me some toilet rolls and orders me more toilet rolls. I never have to buy them myself. It's amazing.
Get a bamboo, not on Amazon.
Do you know when there was that shortage of toilet rolls? Mm. I could have made a load of money because I got all my subscription to Who Gives a Crap wrong, and we didn't order any toilet rolls from before the lockdown until last May, because it was in every cupboard in every house.
I used to use Who Gives a Crap, but we found it rolls without being too rude. You find bits on the floor.
We're ending on a high note.
Out of your creases. So we're with bamboo now, and it's a little bit stronger and tougher.
They make toilets for people, don't they, or whatever they...
Yeah, bamboo. Yeah. They plant trees.
Don't get outside on toilets, cause otherwise we'll get her Moroccan toilet story as well.
I've got a Moroccan toilet in my house because I couldn't travel this year, so I've done a Moroccan toilet. If you have a fez, you may visit.
Surprisingly, we've made it to the end of the show without killing anyone. Yeah, although it got very close at one stage. I want to say a huge thank you to this week's guest, the lovely Jo Dodds, another famous Jo Dodds, of course.
Thank you. Lovely and famous
and lovely Jo Dodds. Thank you, Jo. To the equally famous and lovely Cheryl Crawsbrook and Ella Brucklebank.
Thank you.
And we wish them massive, massive success.
They were quite a handful, weren't they, these three guests?
Oh, they were terrible, yeah. We wish them massive success.
That means you'll have us back, right?
Of course, with donations, with a difference, and please support them because they're a wonderful local charity. Thank you so much for that. To our fantastic sponsors for this week's show, the lovely folks at Tenterton Chamber of Commerce. To everybody that tweeted and emailed and wrote in, thank you so much. I'll be back on Thursday with the Business Bunker Extra Show, and I've got week two from the Women in Business Big Show. Yeah, that's not the Big Women in Business. That's the Women in Business Big Show. I've got another set of interviews, fantastic interviews, with the exhibitors and speakers from the Women in Business Show. That's Thursday at 1 o'clock. Do tune in for that. But we'll be back with another show on the Bunker Show next Tuesday. See you all then.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now.
Bye.
You're listening to Channel Radio.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews. The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Listening.